Now it's another bumper weekend here on Galway Bay FM with our first live match taking place this coming Friday evening in Toom Stadium. It is the Connacht Minor Football Final, Galway against Mayo. And delighted to be joined by the Galway manager, Alan Glynn. And first, Alan, thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks a million for having me, Darren.
Alan, I haven't been talking to you in a few weeks myself, but so far so good results-wise. Four wins out of four, top of the table, and exactly in the position that you want to be.
Yeah, so far so good for us. In the group stage, we had four games, and obviously we got the four wins. We'd maybe 3 2/3 really good performances, and our last third maybe against Leitrim in the last game, we maybe dropped our levels a small bit. But I suppose that'd be a good lesson for us coming into this Friday. That, you know, it's really, really important that we keep our level of intensity and keep our level of football standard really, really high for a full 60 minutes. And we managed to get the win against Leitrim to keep a bit of momentum into Friday. And that should give us great confidence to know, you know, we played four and won four, and, you know, we can go in confident to Friday that if we play to our level, we'll definitely be there, thereabouts, come the final whistle in the final.
Alan, would it be fair to say it was kind of maybe a wake-up call in one way, because anybody looks in papers, he's Galway top, Leitrim bottom, and then we look back to the Mayo game 4 weeks ago, but as you just said there, especially when they're so young, concentration can slip, and even that little, I won't call it a scare, but that little bit of a moment there might just reawaken the lads a little bit.
Yeah, wake-up call, probably the right term. These things are fine, you know, you I suppose you can't go through every game playing perfectly or playing to the standard that you always want. But what you'd hope is when things don't go the way you want them, that you can learn from it and put it into practice for the next game. So if we can learn from that, I think it was about a 16, 17 minute period, and bring it and have focus for Friday, then it'll ultimately be a good thing. And credit to the lads, like, I suppose when you're talking about character, Leitrim got a goal in injury time and brought it back to a point, and so we've a kick out left. If Leitrim win the kick out, they can put it over the bar and get a draw, or worse, get a goal, whereas actually we secured possession, went down the pitch and got a goal ourselves, and that was kind of game over. So we had that period of lower level performance than we're used to, but at least the lads show great character, and I think it is something that we'll definitely have learned from, and we'll be able to reinforce to ourselves that we can't afford to drop our intensity levels at any stage in championship football, because you get punished no matter who the opposition.
And that character will be important too, Alan, because not just did it happen in that game against Leitrim, but even that game I referenced 4 weeks ago, the last time you played Mayo too. We know these Galway Mayo teams, regardless of the year, regardless of the grade, will bring the best out of each other. A one-point victory in that day, and while it wouldn't be, I suppose, so instrumental in the overall scheme of things, it was still very, very important for this new group of players to be able to dig out that result.
Yeah, when you play minor championship, like there's probably starting off, lads are wondering how good a team you can be or potentially be, and so winning games gives you confidence that you know you can do it. And that was a great battle, and you know, Mayo were a really good team, and we'd like to think that we're a really good team as well. And like, that was a very enjoyable game to be part of down in McHale Park, and I'm sure any neutrals that were watching really got enjoyment out of it, because it was a really good standard of football and two teams really going at it, trying to go for the win. Even if we had lost in that game, we would have taken a huge amount of positives from it, because, as I said, the standard that we got to was really, really good. The great thing for us, I suppose, when we look back at the games, the bigger the challenge, the harder the game, the harder the intensity, we seem to play better. And so that will stand us in good stead for Friday, because no doubt Mayo will arrive to Toom on the back of their win last week, and will be, you know, looking forward to kind of bringing a big level of intensity to us on Friday. And I think that'll be a great thing for us, because it'll get the best out of our guys. And I think we should be in for another cracking game on Friday.
But it's a very valid point as well, Alan, because while we're obviously looking at the Galway side of things and hoping Galway win the game on Friday, as you just said it there, if you were the wrong side of that result, you would have taken an awful lot of it. Mayo were the wrong side of that result. They have taken an awful lot of it since. And even that game you mentioned, the semi-final against Roscommon, 2-13 to 2-12 in Castlebar last week, Tom Lydon with an injury time point, that's going to give them a massive boost.
Well, you know, as I said, winning games, you can't beat it, and they will get confidence from that to come out the right side of it. And there's no question, whatever way the results went, when you have Galway Mayo in a final, that kind of takes on a life of its own, you know, and that kind of ups the stakes, I suppose, for both counties. So, you know, both teams will be going in confident that they can win. Both teams know they're very, very good, and so it's going to take for whatever team, and we hope obviously that it's us, but it's going to take a 60 minute, or you know, it even took us to 63 and a half minutes to get the winning score against them 4 weeks ago. It took them to, I think, 62 and a half minutes to get the win against Roscommon. So you know, it will be, I envisage it'll be another good game, and it'll be another close battle, and it'll go right down to the wire, I suspect.
Do either side have an advantage? Mayo only having played last week, but that being said, you've only played once in a month, two after 3 weeks in a row. Like, how difficult is it to keep everything tipping over, especially after the great start you had with the three victories against Sligo, Roscommon and Mayo?
Yeah, I'm not sure from the Mayo perspective. They'll be good. We know that. For us, having the 2 weeks since our last game has been really beneficial because, you know, we were able to have a small bit of downtime and then build it back up. And we were able to get a load, good lot of preparation specifically for this game. And we were able to devote a lot of time into our preparation and our setup for the game on Friday. So, you know, our lads couldn't be any better prepared, really. Physically and mentally. So it's, I suppose it's up to us to make sure that we bring that. I don't see an advantage for either team. You could look at the pros and cons of going through a semi-final or having a break. In the grand scheme of things, it didn't really matter last year. I don't think it matters this year. You know, this will be a unique game. It's a new week, and you know, both teams will be, I'm sure, in fine fettle for it.
And no doubt there's great excitement among the camp. You're trying to keep it down. Obviously, if the lads from last year don't have that pain of losing the Connacht final, I know it finished well in regards to Fine Gael, Roscoe, and Shane McGlinchey, Charlie, just to name four. I'm missing one player there as well. But for the that's it. But for the players that came in as well, of course, the nerves at the very start of the campaign. Now they've 4 games under their belt. They're getting ready for a Connacht final. This is the type of stuff that they'd be dreaming about.
Absolutely. I suppose if you asked any of our players, you know, to think back when they were, I don't know, five or six or seven or eight, when they first started kicking football, if they had the opportunity 10 years later or whatever years later to be saying they're pulling on a Galway jersey and going playing Mayo, I don't think nerves would come into it. I think it'd be excitement would be the overriding kind of emotion that they'd feel. And our lads are really excited for the game on Friday because it's a great opportunity to show all of the training that they've done, all of the gym work that they've done, all of the tactical work and teamwork stuff that they've done. So this is an exciting time for them to be playing on this stage in Tuam Stadium against Mayo. It's I think the confidence of playing 4 games already, plus the excitement of being in this, I think it's excitement would be the prevailing kind of emotion for our guys for Friday.
At the risk of asking the silly question, Alan, obviously these players are thinking about a Connacht title. You're thinking about a Connacht title. Does the All-Ireland quarterfinals come anywhere in your thought leading into this match?
I don't think so. Like, after Friday, we'll have a full 2 weeks to prepare for an All-Ireland quarterfinal. And like, we want to just treat this as a standalone game. And, you know, the important thing for us is, you know, forgetting about the result or the cup at the end of it, is just make sure we get to Tuam and perform. And if we perform, we'll definitely be well in the conversation in terms of the results. But the key thing is to, you know, bring the excitement that I spoke about already and channel that into a really, really good 60, 65 minute performance. And if we do that, then we'll be leaving Tuam satisfied on Friday, and we can treat then the All-Ireland quarter final as a you know, a separate focus for the 2 weeks after that.
Hopefully there's a cup along with that performance as well. Alan, any injury concerns of note?
No, a couple of niggles, Darren, but nothing majorly to concern us at the moment. We've to finish off our training for the week. If we can get through that okay, then you know, we'd hope that we'll have a full deck to pick from on Friday.